Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. That's what we need to do, is shed the shackles of the past. Shackles are chains. Chains that bind us to unhappy memories, to old patterns. Old patterns that would lead us to our destruction. Wasn't it Christ who said that all who sin are slaves? In fact, it was Him. All who sin are slaves. He came to set us free. So that means you have to be set free from sin. But what is sin? Well, one thing that I know, and you know if you think about it, is that these old patterns lead to unhappiness, futility, despair, deterioration, and destruction. The old patterns, see? They lead to saying the wrong thing at the wrong time and ruining a relationship. They lead to accidents. They lead to dysfunctional behavior. And they lead ultimately to an addiction to not wanting to admit you're wrong. See, your old life is composed of these old patterns that you do over and over again, and you can't seem to break free from them. And so can you see that all who sin are slaves? Are you a slave of your old patterns, of always getting angry, of getting upset, of getting your feelings hurt, of escaping, of being dishonest, of hiding, of trying to bully people, trying to make people have a good impression of you, or are you enslaved to being a people pleaser, to always doing for other people more and more and more, trying to get them to see you in a good light and to trying to make up for your guilts for resenting them underneath, you see? Or are you in a pattern of substituting people for tyrants of your past? See, Do you always find someone like your mom to serve, or someone like your dad to serve? See, and so you serve them, and when you serve them, you feel like you're being good because you're trying to make up for the guilt for having resented your dad in the first place, or your mom in the first place. But then you resent these people. You resent them because they end up taking advantage. See, you serve them, but underneath you're secretly resenting them. And if they take what you have to offer, then you resent them for not being grateful or for some reason or another. And if they refuse it, then you resent them also. See, so you are replaying the same old game, the same old behavior that you learned from tyrants in the past, your mom, your dad, older brother, bullies, teachers, coaches. You keep reliving the same old pattern. Well, that's not good. You've got to break free from it. But then what happens too is that as you keep playing these sneaky games, you develop a lot of guilt. You accumulate a lot of guilt for that because it's wrong to be playing these games. Not only is it wrong, but it's dysfunctional. Okay? And it confuses people. It confuses your kids. Why you do and do and do for your kids and you spoil them rotten. See, and you disable them by doing for them what they could do for themselves. See, and then you complain about this and that, and oh, how you have this pain and that pain, and oh, how you hurt, and then you make them feel sorry for you, manipulate them to do that. See, and they resent you because you're either witchy or you're too nice. And then your kids resent you, see, or they try to rebel from you. They want freedom too. You want freedom from all your addictions and problems from the past, don't you? Well, they want freedom too. They don't want people they don't want to have their life meddled in. They don't want to be smothered. So in order to maintain their selfhood, perhaps they rebelled, and you resent them for that. See, and look at them as if they were the problem, and the problem is your sneaky pride. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. But that's the only life you know. The life of taking advantage and being taken advantage of, and fooling others and being fooled yourself, and pretending to be right when you're not really right. And then resenting people when they don't see you in a good light, even though the truth is, when they don't see you in a good light, that's they're being honest. So now, I began talking about addiction, see? So addiction is wanting to be right and not admit you're wrong. Okay? Wanting to be right. Or at least wanting to appear right. Maybe you're not right. You know you're not right, but you want to appear right. So you put on airs and you very cleverly go out in public and act, you know, like everything's fine. See? So, but to do that, you accumulate a lot of guilt and a lot of conflict over it because it's wrong to do that. See? And so because of you accumulate guilt and conflict, and because you've also become a people pleaser, afraid to face people, afraid to be honest, because you know why? Because if you were honest with them, then they would be honest with you. They would pull the rug out from under you. And they would expose you for... See, they see you... except maybe you fool some people. Abraham Lincoln said, what, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time? Okay, maybe you fool some people out in public. They think you're wonderful, although they probably don't. See, they take advantage of you. They don't understand why you keep serving them, but at home, see, maybe you have, you probably have, see, typically, there are, kids fall into two camps. One is the conformist. The one who you completely bamboozled. The one who puts you on a pedestal and sees you as being wonderful. Although something's wrong, they sense something is wrong. They sense that they're being smothered, or they sense that they're being manipulated, and they sense that they're being pressured. See? They sense that, and yet on the other hand, they want the perks. They want the approval. They want they want to be in your good graces. And so they become the conformist. And ultimately, they can become totally bamboozled by you, where they think you are wonderful. See? Some moms, they do so much for their kids. And of course, they smother the life out of their kids. But they do so much that the kids think she's wonderful, but she secretly resents her husband. See, she resents her husband. Maybe he's there, maybe he's gone. Maybe there's been a divorce, or he's off with some other woman. But whether he's there or he's not there, she hates him. She resents him. And because some of the kids are totally bamboozled by her, she turns them against her husband, against their father. She turns them against their father. Okay? And that's guaranteed to ruin their life, unless they wake up and see what's happening. And then realize that maybe he wasn't that bad in the first place. Maybe she drove him away. Or maybe he was rotten, but that's still no reason to hate him. See? Okay? So you have that, but then there's the other extreme that the kids go to is, then there's the rebel. He sees mom for what she is. He sees the phoniness. He sees the the pretense that goes along with her service. He sees that, and he sees the teachers for what they are. He sees the bullies, and he sees them pressuring. See? And he sees them playing favorites, and he sees the unfairness and the injustice, and so he rebels, this child. So he or she rebels, but then what? Then everybody looks at that child as if that child were bad. See, as if that child had the problem. Where the real problem is the evil. Yes, the secret evil inside of the pride. And where did that pride come from? Well, it came from her mother who she hated, or her dad who she hated. See, when you hate someone, then it gets inside of you. See? It gets inside of you, and then you're destined to become just like them. Which is fitting. It's justice. See, it's justice. Think about it. If you hate someone, especially if you hate your parent, but if you hate anyone, then you're destined to become like the person that you hate. That's perfect justice. Because then you can walk in their shoes for a while, and then you can see that you can maybe then forgive them because you see what they were going through. See? And then if you can forgive them, let go of your resentment toward them, then you can be okay. Okay? But you see how the kids are ruined. One is bamboozled, hypnotized by the parent who pretends to be wonderful, and on the other hand, the other kid rebels, forced to rebel against the duplicity and hypocrisy that he or she sees. See, well, it shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't have to conform or rebel. I still haven't talked totally about addiction, but I'm getting there. Those of you who are getting the 15-minute program, you're going to have to go to my website so you can listen to the second half of the program where I'm going to talk about addiction. Got stress? Try my new free meditation. Just visit thefreemeditation.com. That's thefreemeditation.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, this is also the old Talk to a Pastor program. But I've given it a new name. I gave it a makeover. It's now called Shedding Shackles. All the resources are at either website, talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. I promised you I would talk about addiction, so let's talk about it. So now, let's say you have this person who is who as a child related because of they were of having to relate to the wrong in their parent. See, when there's wrong in a parent, the child is forced to relate to it somehow or other. Some children withdraw. Other children run away. Other children go insane. Other children conform. See? Other children find a way not to see it, to pretend everything is wonderful. Other kids see it and they hate it, but they feel guilty. See, that's another thing. That's the other thing that happens to kids. They see the wrong in the parent. The pretense, the pressuring, the impatience, the phoniness, see, Or there's something in the parent that the parent can't see herself. She can't. She doesn't see it in herself. She doesn't, but it's there. And what is it? It's what came from her mother. See, it's the worm that dieth not, that's passed down from generation to generation. And it came from her parents, who she hated, see, her mom or her dad or both of them. It came from there. Now it's in her. And now it's trying to have its way with the children. But she doesn't see it. See, she's oblivious to it. And so, but the children see it, and that's what they're reacting to. They're reacting to that wrong. See, they're trying to maintain their selfhood. See, they're trying to protect themselves from the evil that they see. And see, and but they're only little children, so they don't know what to do. But you know what happens? A lot of times to children, they hate the wrong, the injustice, the hypocrisy, the unfairness, the impatience, the meanness, the confusion. See, the average parent is a mass of confusion. See, too nice 1 minute, and then witchy the next, and then nice, too nice, and then witchy. Back and forth, back and forth. See, well, so what does the child do then? The child maybe tries to put up a little fight for itself to protect itself from being smothered and overcome by the wrong. But when the child does that, then the wrong in the parent ups the ante and puts the child down, accuses the child of being ungrateful, accuses the child of being bad or having a oppositional disorder or being something or other, accuse the child of being wrong and being bad. And then you know what? The child does feel bad. What child wants to resent his parent? Even though there's wrong in the parent, the child doesn't know, doesn't understand all of this. All the child knows is that something's not right. And he wishes things were right. He wishes mommy wouldn't be, see, so unhappy all the time and resent her husband so much and blame the kids and, see, and be impatient. And they wish dad were there strong and calm and patient and not angry and be there for them. That's all the child wants. But the parents can't see, they're struggling with their own demons. And they refuse to admit they're wrong, so because they refuse to admit they're wrong, they have to remain in denial about what's with them, you see. So you know what? The child blames itself. The child thinks, well, maybe I am wrong. Mommy says I'm wrong. Mommy says I'm bad. See? So maybe I am bad. Maybe I am wrong. So the child blames itself. See? So this is not good. This is not good. Okay? So now you see what when people are born in this kind of an environment, and then they have all this baggage for which they feel guilty, and they're not themselves. See, we all want to be ourselves. Whatever we were meant to be, that's what we want to be. We don't want to be this twisted thing, this repressed and twisted and angry thing that we became in our interactions with the wrong in the parent. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. Yes, that was an excellent little spot there. See, we get upset too easily. So now you see what happened. There was something in your parents that got into them when they were little. And then it in them, see, made life miserable for you, confused you. And then you ended up with all these hang-ups and problems and everything. So then you probably went out in the world and looking for love. See, if your father had been there, if your father had been a prince, a noble, gracious, wise, calm, see, with great forbearance and long-suffering and wisdom, if he had known how to deal with the wrong that was in your mom, the dark side of your mom, and if he had been strong enough to stand for something instead of copping out and being a people pleaser, see, or a womanizer or a workaholic or whatever he was, see. But never mind that. Never mind. Maybe your dad was halfway decent. He did the best he could, but the world was too much for him. Your mom was too much for him. Everything was too much for him. And when he was a little boy, there was no one there for him. So you must forgive him. Don't hate him anymore. Let go of the resentment. Okay? Let go of the resentment. See, all of your conflicts. See, it began when you didn't know how to deal with the wrong in your parents, but that's not your fault. It's not your fault that there was a wrong in them. One day you'll see, but now what your fault is, not your fault, but now your mistake is not wanting to admit you're wrong. And trying, see, to protect what went wrong with you and continuing to blame. So maybe you blame them, but you may not blame them, but then you blame someone else. See, you blame someone else. You're always blaming someone or blame God. See, or then you turn the blame on yourself. So you have to begin to see that you have to let go of blame, of blaming, and let go of the resentment, okay? And then so if you can see that in a way you almost couldn't help yourself, like I said, you were only a little child and you reacted like most people will, you reacted with anger and resentment. But what that did was, number one, it let what was in them into you. Then it began to torment you from within. But the other thing it did is it separated you from your own ground of good. See, you can recover from whatever your parents, whatever their acts of commission or omission were, whatever happened to you, okay, and however wrongly you reacted, mostly with resentment and upset. See, that was your problem, resentment and upset. But, you know, like I said, you almost couldn't help yourself. Okay, you were just a little child. Okay, and so the resentment. So now you have to see that if you could let go of resentment and practice the little meditation that I have to help you to begin to learn not to get upset anymore, not to resent other people. Okay, and then you would calm down in the present, and then you would be able to look at these past memories and your behavior pattern. See, so the problem is you reacted to the wrong in your parents and you began to feel guilty and you were cut off from your own inner ground of good from which would come love from within. See, you were cut off from that. And so cut off from that, you felt empty. So maybe you looked to food or to friends or to cigarettes or to alcohol or to marijuana. See, most kids look to the peer group. See, but once again, you're not yourself. See, once again, if at home you were pressured and if teachers pressured you to be good or to study more or try harder or learn more, see, if whatever it was that they pressured or pressuring that you to see them in a good light, well, then you went to the peers and they seemed to love you and understand you and see, they were like you, they were also pressured and they resented their parents. But look, by going over to them, that's just another form of wrong. So now you have to conform to them. See, so if they smoke marijuana, then you have to smoke marijuana or drink or whatever they did, see, in order to gain their approval. So you shouldn't be looking for approval from other people. You should find approval within from God, okay? And you find his approval by not looking for approval from other people, but at the same time not resenting them. See, just learning how to go out in the world and see things as they are without becoming upset by what you see and not resenting what you see, okay, and not resenting yourself. And a lot of, most of your addiction, see, your addiction is wanting a comfort, wanting to comfort yourself when you're wrong and not wanting to admit you're wrong because the high, see, the escape, what is it? The pleasure, whatever you involve yourself in, it takes you away, even if it's only for a short while, it takes you away from reality. But you must learn to live in reality where the birds are singing. That's where God is, okay? And if you find God in reality, maybe with the help of my meditation, then you'll have it made in the shade. Your life will turn around. See, your whole life can turn around in 2 minutes. Perhaps it begins by listening to someone like me. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to stop resenting people and to find your own inner ground of good again. Now, those of you who are getting the 15-minute program, you have to go to my website so you can listen to the whole program. The second half was about addiction. Also, remember the listener call-in line where you can call and leave a question or a comment or talk about what moved you on this when you heard this program. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.